it's interesting to watch his peer group and their fluidity through gender and sexual orientation, and there doesn't seem to be any penalty for changing your path, any social penalty for changing your path. And Patrick had said earlier that it's different than the world we grew up in, where there were teams, right? You were on one team or on the other team, and that doesn't seem to exist anymore.
Yeah, the very structured definitions. And you set that definition down and you didn't change. You didn't vary.
I think that the boundaries that we children of the 80s set up don't exist anymore. The whole idea that once you come out, you're out. I don't think his generation, at least in his peer group, comes out. I mean, that's what old people do. Old people mm-hmm. come out. Mm-hmm. His generation just is there. This is just who we are, and you can like it or not.
So what was it like having teachers that were also, you know, in LGBTQ plus IA community as role models for you?
It just really, it was nice because it was just like a person who was that identity, but it wasn't like the big thing about them that like that is their personality trait.
I think it made them seem more human and less. Because in Sebastian's peer group, there are a lot of examples of exemplary humans who happen to be gay, which is different, I think, than all gay people have to be superheroes. Sometimes they're just people.
I'd like people to see that I'm bisexual. I don't fall into the like the queer stereotype of being flamboyant and flash, and that I'm just another person but I am this identity. It doesn't describe me, or it's not everything that describes me.